part of what you just said in that last section is, one, have a system, right? Develop a system, find a system. If this system works, you don't want to spend years of pain, use that system. If you want to go through years of pain, find your own system, read hundreds of books, right? There's really this road or that road. Follow your system. Don't need to be right, right? And am I missing any super simple? Because those are some really simple things that someone can do tomorrow, right? Or Monday, as you may, right? That's the things people could do on Monday when the market opens here in the U.S. What other super simple things can the beginners out there do to start their journey to profitable trading?
Great. Really, really solid question. I'm glad you asked. If you're already trading, then what you want to do is take a stock take of your portfolio, because a lot of traders will have, you know, stocks they're trading right now and those positions, the ones they're happy with, and they have this other stuff they don't talk about.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, the stuff that, like, oh, you know, I was waiting till lag is back to even, you know, or, yeah. Oh, that's a long-term hold. Bullshit. Sorry. That's not a long-term hold. That was a mistake that you didn't correct. Right. So one of the best things you can do is have a critical objective look at your portfolio. What are you holding that you shouldn't? You know, where are you collecting bigger and bigger and bigger losses because you're not willing to pull the trigger and get out? And probably the easiest way to do that, most retail traders are long side only. And if you're holding a stock that's below the 200-day moving average, guess what? That stock is clearly in a downtrend. You should not be holding it long because it's costing you money, right? The only stocks you want to be holding in your portfolio are stocks that are going up. Also have a look at stocks that you're holding and see, okay, did I miss an exit signal for any of these? Like, did I have a stop loss that I didn't execute or I chickened out on? You know, and this is if you've got some sort of rules, right? So anything that you should have exited, bite the bullet, shut it down, start fresh. Don't hope that it comes back. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, right? But the thing is, the first job is to protect our capital. I've never, ever blown up an account. Most retail traders blow up many, many accounts, as in, you know, lose all the money in the account many times before they finally figure it out. The thing is, you don't have to do that. If you cut your losses, you follow the rules, you get out when you're supposed to, you won't blow up an account. You may not make a ton of money until you've got good rules, but you've got to do that. Then the next thing you can do is look at the trades you've got and notice how big they are. And this is another huge mistake traders make. If you love a stock, you love the story, you love the CEO, and it's made you money, and you know, and you buy it, you probably buy a lot relative to the size of your portfolio. If you get a tip and you're like, oh, I'm not sure about this one, and you know, I don't really know this company, and I'm not sure about that industry, you probably buy a little, right? But the reason you bought a lot versus a little is 100% emotional. There's no fact in it. There's no reality. It's purely emotion. And the trouble is then you've killed your diversification, because you've got a couple, if you've got a couple of big positions and then some rats and mice of things that you weren't really high conviction on, if those big positions turn around and go down, you're going to really hurt. But to survive long-term, we need good diversification across many stocks, different styles, different systems, different markets even. And so all of my trades are sized consistently. Every trade looks the same when I first open it. I don't have huge trades that I think are going to the moon and some small trades that I don't have high conviction on, because that's just my emotion talking. I don't have a crystal ball, and no one else has a crystal ball. The CEO of the company doesn't have a crystal ball. So you can't bet the house on any one thing. So have a critical look at your portfolio. And if you really are betting the house on one thing, maybe it's worked out for you so far, but let me tell you, that was luck. You know, that's probably not skill. And that's hard to admit, right? But it's probably luck because you didn't have a crystal ball when you opened it. And there's all sorts of good story stocks that went nowhere. If you happen to get on one, say, okay, well, now I'm 100% at the whim of that company. If that goes badly, then I go badly. And that's not a good place to be. So let me summarize. If you've got a portfolio in the market already and you're holding stocks that are clearly trending down, like stocks below the 200-day moving average, think really carefully about should you get out of those stocks and just stop the bleeding, right? That's the first point. Second point is, are there stocks that you should have exited? Any stop losses that you didn't follow through on, any exit signals or triggers that you didn't follow through on? Have a look at those. Maybe it's time to stop the bleeding. Third, have a look at your position size across all of the holdings you've got and ask yourself, am I really diversified or am I really heavy in one stock or another and really light in others? And maybe have a think about, should I stay, you know, make my position size more consistent between trades so that I'm actually a bit more diversified.
I like that. And that's you. As you're speaking, I'm thinking about portfolios that I have open, and I have entirely too much Robinhood. No. I have bought entirely too much, and I'm feeling the pain right now. So that's definitely, take your advice. That's definitely one I got to cut and reevaluate, because it's size entirely too much in one of our portfolios for sure. So that's good advice that even I can take, right? And anybody else who's listening, you've got some Robin Hoods in there too. Maybe not Robin Hood itself, but you've got some. Maybe you have DWalk, maybe you have Spotify or Snapchat. You have too much of something in there too. So take agent's advice. But thank you, those tips, that I say the last 20 minutes for any beginner is gold, right? Mm. It's at least, you know, two or three books worth of information. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. And look, I mean, just those things alone will save you the first 2 years of pain, right? The next year of pain is the next step you've got to take, which is get a system, learn how to test it and evaluate it to build confidence in it so you can follow it. Because as soon as you've got that, then none of the noise matters. And you've got a process, just like the production line cranking out cars day after day. You've got a production line that cranks out signals, trades that you can follow that fit you in terms of your personality, that fit your lifestyle, and you can actually follow them, and you've got confidence in it. So then trading becomes easy. And I'm doing air quotes around easy because we're listening on a podcast, because it's never easy.
Yeah,
you've still got to mind. You've still got to guard your psychology. You've still got to make sure you don't take too much attention to what, you know, people are talking about on, the latest stock tips and what's pumping and what you're missing out on and all that FOMO and everything. You've just got to follow your process. So psychologically, it's a hard game, but process-wise, once you do those things I said at the beginning, and once you've got a set of rules, a system that you can follow that you're confident in, process-wise, it's easy.
So tell me, before we go, I do want to talk about enlightened stock trading, because you had the corporate job and you had, you know, an hour to 30 minutes a day to learn this stuff. Do you think it would have been easier for you had you had access to something like enlightened stock trading? Would you have just wanted to figure it out yourself, or would you think you would have bought into the system and then trained yourself to trust it? What would you have done back then?
Oh, look, undoubtedly it would have been easier. And I know that for a fact because I've taken hundreds and hundreds of students through my course and got them trading profitably very quickly, like much more quick. It took me 3 years, right, to get profitable. And I didn't lose a ton of money in that time, but, you know, that was hours at night after my day job, not just the 30 minutes. The 30 minutes is the result of learning how to do it. I had to learn first, and I was teaching myself. So lots of reading. I mean, you can see some of that here on my bookshelf behind me. Lots of reading and lots of trial and error and trying different approaches and all of that. But what I do with enlightened stock trading, because what I realized is the main problem is the emotion and not knowing exactly what to do with confidence. So what I do with my students now is I teach how and why systematic trading works. And we've covered some of that today, like, you know, some of the emotional things, getting rid of the noise, getting a consistent process, all of that. There's obviously more to it, but getting confidence around why systematic trading is the best way to get profitable quickly. That's the first step. Second step is giving rules that work. So I've got rules that work in Australia, Hong Kong, most of the Asian markets, Europe, US, Canada, like different rules that work in different markets because I've been doing this a long time. I've developed lots of different trading systems. And so I give my students rules that work. But most education courses stop there. It's like, oh, just do this and you'll make money. You're like, okay, great. So you start trading and while you're making money, that's wonderful. But then you start going into a bit of a drawdown because no set of rules makes money all the time. And then the trader typically loses confidence, starts second guessing things, starts kind of misbehaving in the markets and loses even more money. So I don't do that. I give the rules and then I teach the process to test, evaluate and build confidence in those rules. So I don't want anyone to trust me. I give the rules and then I give you the process to evaluate the rules so you know in your heart that they work. And when you've got that, then you're empowered as the trader. And this is the key. You've got to be self-empowered. Taking tips from someone else, taking someone else's rules and following them blindly, that's no good because that only works if you're making money. But as soon as you go into a little dip and everyone who's trading goes into a dip, you know, it's just, we call it drawdown, but that will happen. You've got to maintain the confidence. And so I teach the rules and I teach the process to build that confidence, test and evaluate the systems. Then the trader is self-empowered and then they don't need me. Now I've got a trading buddy, not a trading dependent. You know, I got three kids. I don't need more dependents. You know, yeah. I love my kids. That's great. But I don't want hundreds of students saying, hey, Adrian, what should I do today? No. The answer to what should I do today is follow your damn rules. Follow right. The rules.
Right. No, I love it. And it's simple. And it's something, like you said, you don't have to blindly trust anybody, right? You're learning how to test them to make sure, okay, well, I've been losing money for a week now. Do these still work? Let me test them. And you know, you're rebuilding that confidence in yourself. So where can we find these rules and right through the Enlightened Stock Trading? Where can we find you and your business?
Yeah. So if you want to learn more, I've put something together for your listeners, Alex. If you go to enlightenedstocktrading.com/market-adventures, okay. Because that's where we are. You can go there and I've put some free training together and a free course so that people can learn a bit more about systematic trading and what that journey looks like. And then as a result of downloading that, then you know, we'll end up talking. And if you've got questions, I can help you out and help you take the next step. So, and all of the rules and the process, the test, the approach to testing, that's all covered in my course, which is called the Trader Success System. So just start with the resources and then let's go from there.
Awesome. So enlightenedstocktrading.com/market-adventures. Let me actually take that down so that I can put it into the show notes, right? I wasn't expecting that. So that's great. enlightenedstocktrading.com/market-adventures. And like I said, if you find the show notes here, surprise to me, surprise to y'all. So it's a happy surprise. And hopefully, you know, whoever signs up for that, you can get some, at least some insight as to how to look at what is going on today, right? Or look past what's going on today, which is the goal, right? To look past Absolutely. All the noise and to find your own path.
Yeah, and when your listeners go to the that resource and get it, I've got a cheat sheet there, which is called the Market CPR Cheat Sheet, and there's a whole bunch of other cheat sheets that you'll get as well, but. The reason I mention it is because it expands on what we talked about of what should the trader do on Monday, right? When the market opens to make sure that they're not going to get hurt, you know, to clean up the portfolio, all of that. That's there in a cheat sheet, step by step, what to do, how to think about it. So, and there's a few more steps as well. So if you jump into that, get those resources, you'll learn something you can action immediately and you'll learn about systematic trading. So is that something you want to sort of implement in your portfolio to stabilize your results and become a long-term successful trader?
Anyone who's listening, take some notes and jump right in. Right, you'll be waiting for this episode and for Market Adventures to come back to kind of explain what's going on. And rather than explain it, I'm going to give you a new pair of eyes through the Enlightened Stock Trading courses, as was given to us by Adrian, so that you can see what's going on, right? So thank you again for coming on. And any last words or a quote you want to leave us with to kind of help us, I guess, stay motivated and be excited for what's to come.
Yeah, thank you. I just love the podcast name, you know, Market Adventures. And trading really is an adventure. It's not something that anyone will master overnight. It's a lifetime pursuit, right? But the great thing is you don't need a lifetime of experience to start making money, because you can always improve and take it to another level. Very quickly, my students are getting profitable, getting consistent quickly, as in months, not years, right? And then it's like, oh, there's this lifetime where I can pursue this thing, which is like a puzzle that always, you know, it evolves and it changes and you learn new things and you adapt and it never gets old. It never gets boring. And it's personal freedom. It's like, it's just you. Like, it doesn't rely on the economy. It doesn't rely on your boss. It doesn't rely on commuting to the office. Like, it doesn't rely on anything apart from you committing to be a trader. And to me, that's like the ultimate side gig, to build our wealth, to get free, because that's what it did for me. Because it's you're completely self-reliant on that. And that to me is amazing. It's an adventure. It's a market adventure. I really love the podcast. That's what I'm so excited about coming on this one.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you coming on. And thanks for giving us that, Adrian.
Alex, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate your time.